All right. Good evening and welcome to the Cabazon Water District Board, regular board meeting for Tuesday, May 20th, 2025, 6 p.m. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for our men and women in service. Okay.
Roll call. Director Guillermo Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Taffy Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tinker.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Okay, we need an approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of April 15th, 2025, and for the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of April 15th, 2025.
I make a motion to approve Finance and Audit Committee meetings and regular board meeting of April 15th, 2025.
1 second.
All right, so motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis and second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. All right, warrants? None. Awards of contracts? None. Let's move on to new business. Number one. Well, number two, treatment facility, exemption from CEQA and permit.
Okay. Just to get started from the beginning, we're building a new building over at the Well 2 site. 40 by 60, so I had to file for a building permit for Riverside County. So what you do is you submit the approved set of building plans, a site plan, and the application for Riverside County. You upload that onto the Riverside County website and you create your account, you submit the forms, and then it goes under review. So once it's submitted, it goes under review. So once it progressed on the website, you could check and see whether it was received, and now it's under review. So I figured, okay, it's under review. It's already been 2 months. Let me go down there and expedite this. So I met with the representative and I said, I want to move forward with this project. Can you help me? So she pulled up all the information, everything. She looked at it. She goes, do you have time? So I spent 4 hours there with her, hoping to get the permitting fee, pay the application, and get a scheduled inspection. So after further review, they said that they don't recognize the address to our plant site, which has been given to us from Edison for the Edison meter since 1995, so that's what we use. They said, we don't recognize that, so you're going to have to use the Robertson's Rock Yard address. So instead of the application fee being $782 as commercial, it's now considered industrial, which is $17,000. So I said, okay. So I ran into a little bit of research here. So there is, and I confirmed with the attorneys, I confirmed with our district engineer, I also confirmed with Webb & Associates deputy director. Webb & Associates is the engineering firm for Riverside County. So the reason I knew him is because he came here and he met with staff for the growth of Cabazon. So I had his connection, so I confirmed with him too. So this is what I had to do. The Cabazon Water District's request for exemption under California Code Section 53091 and 53096 for the facility at the Robertson's Rock Yard. The, under section 53091 and 53096, local agencies have the authority to override city and county zoning ordinances under specific conditions. Our project fully satisfies the economic, environmental, and technical conditions and has been determined by the Cabazon Water District Board of Directors that the facility is the most viable option for meeting treatment demands efficiency and sustainably. Delays or alternative locations would compromise operational effectiveness and increase unnecessary cost. Of course, building at a later date is going to increase costs. So
basically what it says is it's up to our discretion.
Right. So I have a couple other articles that I can read to you. So if the project only requires a standing building permit and meets all zoning regulatory requirements, it may be considered ministerial. Examples of ministerial is an issuing of building permits. Now, there's a lot to go over because under our local guidelines for implementing the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, there are certain criteria that this project falls under, which we would be exempt for filing for a building permit. And this 160-page article was written by Bess Baskin Krieger for the Cabazon Water District. So all the information I got from them, and I confirmed with them, and they said, you need to follow these guidelines. So
160 pages?
160 pages. I'm not going to read 160 pages.
It's going to be our longest meeting yet.
Yeah, no. I try to break it down in an executive summary for you. So, Section 53091 exempts water districts from local building ordinances for facilities directly used in production, generation, storage, or transmission of water. Section 53096 allows a water district's governing board to override local ordinances by a 4/5 vote if there is no feasible alternative to the proposed use of the property. A manufactured building can be directly and immediately used for water-related functions if it serves the purpose integral to the operation of the water district. Examples include the pump station, houses equipment and pumps water through pipelines. Treatment facilities provide space for water purification and treatment process. Storage control serves as a control room for monitoring and managing water storage. So, I know I have more. So here's the qualified exemption requirements. A four-fifths vote requirement, the governing board of the local agency must approve the exemption with a four-fifths majority vote during the public hearing. No feasible alternative. The board must determine that there is no feasible alternative to the proposed use of the property. And then notice and public hearing. The agency must provide proper notice to nearby property owners, which I did. I made contact with the Robertson's Rock Yard general manager. So all of those, the only thing that's left is the board approval. Now, after the board approval, so in order to move forward this project, you would have to perform CEQA, which is the California Environmental Quality Act, which means that there's a couple, this is when you're doing a project for a water district. If you're going to lay pipe into native soil that has never been dug before, that's when you provide CEQA. So you're putting in something that's never been before. If you're replacing a main that has already been in place, you're replacing aging infrastructure, there's a notice of exemption. You don't need to apply for anything because that soil's already been disturbed. Now our plant site over at Well 2, that soil has already been disturbed. It's a plant site. And plus it's under half an acre for the project. So all those criteria, everything works out. So here's the email from our district engineer, because I wanted to confirm with him and I confirmed with everybody else. But I just want to give you all the information so you're confident in making this decision.
Yes. So when you read your stipulations, the three that you read, those three, you're not doing any one of those three?
Treatments.
Right
now the container is out in the open. So a storage container for sodium hypochlorite.
So that's the one?
The treatment, yeah.
So you're going to store your chemicals?
Right, right.
Okay, so that's the one?
Yeah, that's the one thing that's getting us into the building.
Okay.
Under that qualification.
Because right now we have a 500-gallon container of sodium hypochlorite.
That's sitting outside. Okay.
And you build the building around it.
I can
40 by 60 building for that 500 gallons.
Got it.
So, I mean, if you want to know the specifics on
why it should not be stored outside.
No, I just want to know what the one stipulation was.
Right.
Yeah, so heat lessens the potency, especially when it's sitting out on 110 degree weather and everything, and you got a full load of chlorine. The heat just destroys it. So you're not getting the same disinfection. The only thing we use for water treatment, most water districts use, is sodium hypochlorite, which is chlorine, basically.
Yeah, it's like putting chlorine in a pool in the summertime.
Yeah.
It dissipates.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So when you're leaving it outside in a 500-gallon
container, you know, we only order enough just to transfer each week. But now we're able to store it into the building, and because we're growing as a community. And if you build the building now while we have the funds,
then if you waited 2 or 3 years from now, it could be even more so. So
now here is the CEQA portion of this. Good news, the project is eligible for a Class 3 categorical exemption from CEQA Guidelines Section 15303. Which is less likely to face administrative challenges than a ministerial exemption. Remember, the ministerial exemption is just
filing for the building permit.
In addition, filing a notice of exemption starts a 35-day statute of limitations on legal challenges, but does not prevent the project from beginning until the end of that time. Therefore,
once the district decides that a project is exempt, it doesn't have to wait for the NOE, the Notice of Exemption, even to be filed in order to proceed with the project. The entire Notice of Exemption process can proceed in the background.
We are preparing a revised Notice of Exemption and file it early next week, which means this week, because I talked to him on Wednesday. While waiting for the 35-day period to pass before starting construction is always ideal, it seems highly unlikely there would be any challenges to this project and that any would be able to overcome the definition of this project being a Class 3 categorical exemption. As such, I wouldn't anticipate there being any issues if the board authorizes the project to proceed next week and begin work shortly thereafter. And that is from our district engineer.
So both the engineer and the lawyer said,
yes.
As long as we say it's okay.
As long as you say it's okay, and we follow that process, I notified the neighbors. I mean, if it was in a residential area, we'd have to do a more...
You'd have to do
a public hearing, a community outreach.
Right. But I did meet with them and personally told them, and he said, not a problem.
So do we just make a motion for this, or is there some wording that
needs to
be done?
No, just a motion.
Yeah, and it has to be 4/5.
I make a motion to accept this well 2 treatment facility exemption from CEQA and permit.
One second. To accept the well 2 exemption.
I'm sorry, I thought we already had a building already there. Yeah, I thought we already approved one.
Well, we did. We approved the building, but then I had to go through
the
permit got held up.
Yeah.
I know how that is.
The website.
Okay. So, motion to accept the well 2 exemption or the well 2 treatment facility exemption from CEQA and permit made by Director Davis and second by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Titcher?
Aye.
So I was worried to go through the formal building permit process, and it was going to be lengthy. And in fact, when I went down there, they said, we're sorry, our program has been down for a month, so now we're a month behind. And I just wanted to push the process forward because I didn't want this to continue into next year's budget cycle. So we still have the opportunity to get this completed in this year's budget cycle because we owe $39,000 for the building and another $40,000 for the concrete. So once everyone agreed, I can contact the contractor. He said he can get us done within a two-week window, whatever it is, a 10-day cure period, and they can start with the construction. So we should have this project done before this, within this budget cycle. So I thank you all.
Perfect.
Thank you.
It was, it was a lot.
A four-hour meeting at Riverside County.
Well, and then I had to do 2 weeks worth of research, you know, reaching out to the attorneys and then trying to make contact with who outside of Riverside County, you know,
didn't want to notify those guys because all of a sudden they're going to then, you know, you kind of raise some flags. So I said, no, let me go to all outside sources I can, and then our engineer is going to post the notice of exemption, the Class 3 notice of exemption.
Good job.
Yes. Well, thank you.
I think that lady over there had nothing to do with it.
No, not for this thing. This was all Mike.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on.
All right, next item. These are all easy after that.
All right. So we have a simple offer for the real estate on Elm, north of Adele. And as you can tell by the quick map, that probably 40 to 50% of that property is in the wash.
What were we asking for that again?
We had just lowered the price to 120.
How much property is it?
20 acres.
Is it this what you're looking for?
Yeah.
It's on page 41. It's the last page
of the tab.
Is it one of the tabs?
Yeah, it's under tab 2. He's looking for the last page on tab 2.
Yeah, I kind of outlined the property.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Under tab 2. There it is.
Yeah, I can see. You can see the most of it's in the wash area, and based on growth in the Cabazon community, whenever that does come, they would have to build the
concrete storm drain for that all the way
from Esperanza to Almond Pass to make that usable. And then how much property are you going to have to give up on either side of that concrete wash area? So, I mean, I'm not pushing to sell. I'm just letting you know there's an offer out there. And
so they're offering 75, but
75
on 20 acres, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
It is.
But
after making the wash.
The 120 is what we were hoping to get. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I think it's...
I mean, how much building can they really do? I mean, with the flood zone and all that other mess.
Right. And there's no utilities down there. It's going to be quite a while before there's any kind of development in that area.
Yeah, but that could be worth something someday.
Okay. Yeah. You guys
want to... Like I said, I'm not pushing
it. I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you there's an offer out there. I had another offer for $8,000.
$8,000?
$8,000. I got a formal letter from an investor for
$8,000.
No way.
$8,000. Is it
pull
water? Got a pipe running in there?
That would have to come from Adele to go under the wash.
See, right across the street right there.
Yeah, but that's the Cabazon Water District. Well, and that's also the Metropolitan Water District's yard across the street.
Yeah.
But there's no utilities or anything over there. Yeah, like I said, there's probably, I don't know, less than less than 50% of usable property currently.
So this is a discussion action item.
I'm just letting you know there's an offer out there. I'm not trying to sway you guys either way. It was given to us is the other thing, too. It was given to us. It was given to us when we received this building. That was part of it over there.
So other than property taxes every year?
We don't pay property taxes. No. He would. Yeah, private party has to pay property taxes on it. But for him, it's an invest and hold. Is it invest and hold for 50, like he said, you know, someday it's going to be worth some money, so maybe that's why he's looking at it, you know, 15 years down the road. But I don't think he is involved in Webb and Associates or Riverside County, you know, as far as the growth and how far down the road. This is probably be like the last phase of development in the Cabazon community, because you have to build a concrete wash all the way down to accommodate. You know what kind of water goes through there. I mean, for the brief time I've been here, that's a major project.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make part of that property usable. But I'm just letting you know, that's the offer that's out there. I'm not trying to sway either way.
Do we want
to?
That's just an offer for maybe 10, 20 years down the road, maybe. You never know. Or maybe 5.
No, it's not 5. There's nothing going to happen in 5. No.
You know, what's with sewer, you know, here? Why can't they build a plant? That's a lot of money, huh?
That's one thing Webb and Associates is working on. First thing before all this development comes, they got to figure out what they're going to do with sewage. Yeah. They already contacted the Morongo Band of Mission Indians, and to pump it uphill, you got to have lift stations. So. Mm-hmm. All around, it's going to be quite a while before they get everything under control.
Yep.
Hmm.
So are we moving on? Are we making a motion? Are we moving on?
I think
what are we doing?
We're trying to move on, you know, and we'll talk about it later, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know that would be because it's free.
You want to go talk to the realtor?
It might be worth more to you guys later in the future.
Well, okay. Yeah, it might. I'm sure it's going to go up.
Okay, all right. I'll just tell them no. You know, the real estate agent to have the investor say no on the offer. $75,000 is not acceptable. So I guess if we vote on that, then I'll let the real estate agent know.
Okay. Is that what we're doing?
Do
we need to make a motion on this?
Is there a dollar amount?
Yeah, that would be acceptable.
I need to contact
the real estate agent.
Make an offer?
Because the offer, yeah, I mean, the offer's waiting.
Is there a dollar amount?
Do we need to make a motion on this?
To not accept it?
Yes.
Not accept $75,000 offer?
What he's saying is there a dollar amount we were
willing to accept in case they turn around and say, okay, well, we'll give you $90,000 or $95,000.
I already told them $100,000. You know, basically, when they said 75, I said, no, tell them 100.
Well, he'll have to come back to the board again.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion.
A motion on this.
I'll make a motion not to accept the 75,000.
Yeah, I got him from 70 to 75 for, you know, whatever it's worth.
Director Perez made a motion not to accept.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I'll second it.
Okay. Here we go.
Well done.
Here we go.
Motion to not accept the offer of $75,000 for the Elm Street property made by Director Perez, second by Director Davis. Director Perez.
Aye.
Director Carlin.
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock.
No.
And Board Chair Tincher.
No.
Wait, what does the no mean? No means you agree to sell it or you don't agree
no.
to sell it?
No.
No means you agree to
no.
sell it? No. Stop confused.
Means you don't agree with the
motion,
right?
I don't agree to sell it.
I don't agree to sell it either, so what am I supposed to say?
We don't agree to sell it either.
No.
Yeah. You were disagreeing with the motion, right? Is that right?
Disagree.
Right.
So we agree. Yeah.
So what you're agreeing to disagree
no.
by?
So we're agreeing to disagree with this.
No on the offer is what you're saying.
No on the offer.
So what would an I and an A make a difference of how you respond to that?
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No on the offer.
Yeah.
No one is, yeah.
Okay, so then.
We want agree, no on the offer. How's that?
Well, the motion should have been something different.
No, because I was
not agreeing.
I think everybody's saying agree to no on the offer.
Right, no on the offer.
Sorry.
All right.
got a little screwed up.
It's a motion.
Okay. All right, let's move on. How's that?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Next is discussion updates from SGPWA.
We have one more agenda, one more new business item.
Okay.
Quote from Visual Edge for IT services. I guess this is for Michael also.
Number three. Three, ladies.
You got a lot to talk about tonight, Mike.
Yeah, I told you we'd be busy tonight.
So we just met with Visual Edge. They came here and gave us a revised quote, talked about all the items. So if we move from VC3, who is our current IT provider, to Visual Edge, same services, same level of security, we are currently paying $2,994.77. If we decide to go with Visual Edge, we would be paying $1,414.
So about 45% less.
Yes. There are a few requirements. Basically, there's a couple of onboarding first year prices that we have to pay. So one time onboarding is $2,920 for onboarding for their services, $1,140 for onboarding for their firewall protection, comes to $4,060 one time. If you spread that over 12 months, that's $338. So basically for the first year, we would be paying $1,752 a month versus $2,994 a month.
I talked to James about this because his work has them, and he says that they are wonderful. They are always there for even the slightest question.
Visual Edge?
Yes.
Visual Edge is top, top notch.
Okay.
We have them for our printer right now, and they're...
Yeah, because they handle everything. Your printer, your phones, your...
Yeah. They want to do everything. So because we have to pay these upfront one-time costs for the first year, our first year would be $1,752, like I said, versus the $2,994. But the second year, because our one-time fees have been paid, the second year our monthly fees would be $1,414. So, and that's for the same services that we currently have. Now, they also recommended an additional security system, which would be another $760 a month, and they're probably figuring that we're saving so much money, but they don't know how much we're paying, that we can afford this state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line, super backup security system, which we don't currently need. So just to save some money and maybe get...
So what is this? Is this for all IT services?
Everything. Everything. Yeah. You're paying half. Annually.
Sounds good to me.
My question was going to be, but it's already been answered as far as their quality of service.
Level of service. And the current provider that we have, they're a little slow. They're a little slow. I mean, the main character who we deal with, he's very responsive, he's very helpful, but whenever we have an issue to resolve, it takes some time. And then sometimes we tell them, oh, we took care of it ourselves. They'll send out a technician like 2 or 3 days later. It's like, we already took care of it, you know. I don't know why you're here. So there seems to be a lack of communication between departments and everything. Not that they haven't been, I don't know what other IT, you know, departments. The other organizations I work for, we had our own IT department. Here we don't. So I think we'll be in good hands and we'll be saving some money.
The current IT, they used to be local. I think they're from Ontario, but they merged with another bigger company, so now they're more on the East Coast or something. They're all over the country, so they're less involved with
who uses it right now?
BC3. It was Accent, now it's BC3.
Okay, so
I make a motion to approve the
new IT provider?
New IT for Visual Edge for IT services.
I second it.
Okay. Motion to approve the new IT for Visual Edge for IT services made by Director Carlin and second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, now we're done with that. Now we're going to move on to discussion updates with SGPWA Director, which there's no one here.
I haven't heard from her, so.
I got something to say. Did you listen last night?
No.
You didn't, Mike, or you weren't there, huh?
I didn't log in last night.
That's all I got is just a bunch of praise, you know. They're talking about the fire tank thing when they were talking about
hydrants.
Hydrants, yes. And, we're number one. And what really impressed me the most was you and Evelyn keeping, they were just praising you, man, for just keeping track and keeping everything in line and everything in order and they just couldn't stop, I just wanted to say, if you didn't hear it, I did, you can probably get a recording if you want, and there was a few people there,
Okay.
Because they talked about it for a while, and Cabazon leading the way and this and that and everything, and Mike got everything online. You're on the ball, Mike.
Well, we did streamline, removed a few obstacles to get things going, keep things moving forward. So it's kind of what we do when we get the opportunity to get grant funded projects. So we keep things moving. We don't want any delays.
Good job.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Evelyn.
Yes.
Was right there involved too.
Your hard work is being noticed.
Yeah. I'm just saying that we don't want you to leave,
I really don't want to either, and it's not something where I'm waiting. I'm excited about the countdown because I'm not, but
whenever that is.
Ages is just the one thing, unfortunately.
Okay. That's all I have to say about the they praised you, you and Evelyn.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Said him and his workers or whatever, his worker, and I figured, lady right over there.
We have a talented staff, for sure.
Okay, next is community involvement.
No activities to report at this time.
Okay. Well, you ready to talk some more?
Back to me. I knew it was going to be a busy night, but I'm glad we got things moving forward. We've got a lot accomplished tonight. So now I'm just going to give you a few updates. And
More updates?
More updates. Yeah, we got a few updates. I mean, a lot of it just covering what we already went over. But so the Helva hydrants, here we go on the updates. Tank 1 is fully complete and fully operational as of April 21st. And that one is ready for duty. That one fills in 6.5 minutes. So that's outstanding performance. So that one is been notified for CAL FIRE that is ready and operational. Tank 3 site has just been completed, but they are working on trying to improve the performance because I think I mentioned earlier that one fills in about 12 minutes. And they would like it to fill in under 10 minutes, but there's not a whole lot of variables that's going to help improve the performance. We did all we could, but like I said, in the future, I think they learned that they need to upgrade the pipeline to 8-inch. They need to standardize that because the one at tank 1 is 8-inch and this one over here is 6-inch. So in the future they probably need to standardize and improving the 6-inch pipelines. And just so you know, that the ribbon cutting ceremony has been moved to June 12th. The date is, or the time has not been determined, but as soon as we find out that time, we'll send you an email or contact you. So
hopefully it's not in the evening, because that's
the MAC meeting. No, it'll be before noon, yeah. So we'll get all you guys over there.
The drum room?
The drum room, which is just up below Cielo. So Cielo's 26th floor, I think, drum room's
25th, yeah.
It's very, very nice, very nice. I had a picture in it in one of the meetings there for you guys. Very posh. Okay, so now on to the well 5. So that has been completed. I think the only thing we were waiting for was the soft start to be installed and the new 250 horsepower motor to be installed. So that's all been completed. Those water sampling's been returned. Everything passed. And it's back in operations and produces 970 gallons a minute. So everybody's happy with the performance and the outcome. And we did talk about the Well 2 building. That's what we discussed about the exemptions. And, of course, you approved that. It was a bunch of research to get around the delays and paying the additional permitting fees. So that's all been resolved, and that'll be moving forward. We'll get that done in this business cycle. And I did have a meeting that was held on April 17th with Pete Stamos, is the Associate Engineer of California State Water Resources Control Board, and our District Engineer, Travis. And the meeting was to discuss the grant-funded projects, what are going to happen here in the near future. The first one is the rehab of Well 2 and the installation of a new sounding tube. Currently, the sounding tube is crushed, so you can't get the well levels accurately. You can put a sounding device down in there, but not when the well is running, because it can't go in through the sounding tube. It's got to go in through the column. And if you got it running, that thing will wrap around there. Don't want to do that. So all the supporting documentation has to be completed by the end of June of this year. And that'll be filed with the grant funding documentation. And that grant funded project won't start until probably 2 to 3 years from now. That's when it's projected. The next grant funded project they talked about was the boring and jacking of a new casing under the Trent 10 freeway to connect both distribution systems. Currently we do have one, but of course it's an aging infrastructure and you want to prepare redundancy, a little backup. So that's another project that we talked about that will be coming. And the last item is the drilling and the installation of a new production well. And that's on the east boundary of the Cabazon Water District, behind the Burger King building that was formerly Burger King. So we do have a parcel agreement with the landowner to put the well on there. So that's something we're currently still working on. And then, of course, all the representatives showed up, escorted by Perry Gertis, who's the, I believe he's the superintendent with the city of Banning, and representatives from the California Department of Water Resources for the Prop 1 grant-funded projects. They toured both the isolation valve improvement projects that was installed when I first got here. That was the 105 gate valves that was installed throughout the system. That was a grant-funded project through them. And also the Esperanza Street waterline improvement, which was just completed this year. So they wanted us to validate and verify and take pictures, do a physical inspection, just to make sure that we're not operating like the city and county of Los Angeles, that we're accountable. Whatever we say we get done, we get done. And there was also Sangrónio Pass Water Agency representatives, Matthew and Emmett, along with Riverside County ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act representative, and they wanted to do a completed tour of the Hella hydrants. And that was done on May, so he documented the progress and also did some drone footage of the project, posted on the Riverside County website. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have for this evening.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Thank you. All right. move on to public comments. Sure?
Okay.
Our public is quiet tonight, too. let's see. General manager, board comments. No, the general manager's dead. How about the board?
Agendas? Future agenda items?
Got anything?
No.
Our budget is going to be coming to the board next month.
Yep.
So what? I'm sorry.
New board or the new budget for the board next month?
Okay. Oh, that's going on the agenda?
Yeah. Yeah, the finished product. We just had a meeting prior, so
yeah, it'll be presented to the board. At the
not too much different.
And hopefully, pictures of the new completed building would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do a tour.
A tour. Okay. We'll set that up.
What about the dedication of that thing next month? Isn't it the 12th?
That's June 12th. I don't think the building will be done by then. It might be, but if it is, I'll let you know. Let you know.
Okay. Is that it? We have the miscellaneous. Everybody can see that. Yeah? How about a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I'd like a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Okay. Motion to adjourn at 6:41, made by Director Davis, second by Director Carlin. Director Perez.
Aye.
Director Carlin.
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock.
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher.
Aye.
Well, thank you all for all your approvals.
And then it's time to